And now something for those with a need for speed. The biggest event in one of this country's biggest sports is this weekend, NASCAR's Daytona 500 in Daytona Beach, Florida. Many people dream of competing along the speedway there, and those dreams can start awfully young. There's a new documentary on PBS about that called Racing Dreams. It premieres tonight. And one of the people featured in the film is 16-year-old Annabeth Barnes, where she talks about her start in racing.
We raced 48 weekends out of 52 this past year. We raced Thanksgiving, 4th of July, Christmas Day. We left after we had dinner at my grandma's house to go to a race. Like, not even NASCAR people do that much racing.
And Annabeth Barnes is with us now from the Daytona International Speedway in Florida. Annabeth, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me today.
And I won't mention that you're missing school to be there. We'll just keep that to ourselves.
Okay.
How did you start racing, and why do you like it so much?
Well, my dad actually raced stock cars before I was born, and then after I was born. He stopped racing quite a few years ago, but I was born into racing, and I was always going to races as a kid. And my older sister, she's 4 years older than me, she started racing when she was about 10 or 11, and she started racing go-karts, and I had to do it. You know, I had to race go-karts because, you know, one, because she's my older sister, and I want to be just like her anyway, and two, because I loved racing so much, and it's something that I wanted to be a part of, and I wanted to put my input into the sport some way.
Sure. Tell me a little about what it is that you like about it. I mean, when you're going, what is it that's going through your mind, or can you just describe it for people who've never done it?
I love going fast. I love having control of something because, you know, I'm 16 years old. I don't have much control over my life. And there's teachers, there's parents, you know, everything. Other people have such an impact on your life when you're younger. And when you're racing, it's something that you control. And it's 100% on you when you're in the go-kart or race car or whatever you're in. Mm. And that's something that I loved so much, being able to depend on myself for something, rely on my own instincts and my own talents and abilities.
Makes sense. One thing, though, that I think you don't love is the fact that you're still a minority in your sport. You're a girl in a sport
right.
that is still dominated by boys. And you were talking a little bit in the film about the way this plays out. And remember, you were only 11 when the film was being made. And there's a part at which you talk about a certain sponsor. I'm not going to reveal the name. And you said that they sponsored you because you are a girl. And they're hoping that when boys see you, they'll think, oh, if she can do it, I can too. And, you know, what is up with that? I mean, don't you think that's kind
of
sexist?
Well, of
I mean,
it
what
is.
Is the implication that a boy would necessarily be better than you?
Well, right. But, I mean, in a male-dominated sport in racing, and it's for sure a male-dominated sport, you know, a guy's going to think, well, you know, I'm better than a girl could ever be. And that's just the thought, and that's something that I've had to deal with my whole life in racing.
How do you deal with that?
It is still a big issue, but it's not as big as when I first began racing. When I was younger and first started into racing, it played a huge part because, you know, I started winning, and the boys did not like that at all. They would wreck me, and they would say bad things to me. But now that I'm older, really it's not been a huge issue in the past few years.
I was struck by something that you talked about in the clip, though, where you talked about that you raced, what is it, 48 weekends out of 52 this past year? Do you ever worry that this is taking over your life to the point where you don't have other things?
Particularly in middle school, it was kind of like, okay, is this what I want to do? Because I'm never getting to do anything else. But now it's kind of just, okay, you know, you had to make that decision that, is this what I want to do? Is this what I want to pursue? And, you know, of course I chose that, yes, this is what I want to pursue. And so it's not that it's taking over my life, but it is my life.
You started so young. Do you feel that you are really in a position to make that decision at such a young age? And I do want to say, look, that there are a lot of other sports that are time intensive, like swimming or skating or, you know what I mean? So I don't want to just single out racing as being the only one that's like that. But there is always that question of whether kids have to make a decision to compete in something at an age where they're really too young to make decisions for themselves. And I just wanted to ask about that.
I begged my parents to let me get to race, and they let me. And it's always been that if I ever felt that I didn't want to do it anymore, if I wanted to quit, you know, my parents would respect that decision. And it's never came to that point. I mean, of course, there's been times I said, oh, I'm so frustrated. I don't want to do this anymore. And my parents were like, okay, well, let's think about this. Let's take time with this. And if you decide this is really not what you want to do, then we'll respect that decision.
And I think many people might want to know, who don't already know, that professional football is the only sport with more viewers than NASCAR. So it's obviously a very popular sport in this country. Is it your plan to go pro?
Of course. I mean, I think that whether you want to go pro in NASCAR or in IndyCar or, you know, whatever it is you want to do, it's everybody's dream to go pro. And of course it's my dream. It's been my dream since I was 7 years old that I wanted to be a professional race car driver.
So, Annabeth, will you act like you know us when you're a famous professional driver? Will you still say hi to me?
Of course.
Okay. And finally, before we let you go, I'm just trying to think, what would success look like for you? What is your dream so that we can know when you've achieved it?
I think that success for me in racing would be definitely to make it to the Sprint Cup level. I mean, that's my dream. You know, I've always said my whole life that I want to be the first woman to win the Daytona 500, and that is my ultimate goal for my life. And, you know, if success goes another way, then being a part of a team, period, would be a huge thing for me.
Well, good luck.
Thank you.
We'll keep an eye on you. We'll say we knew her. We met her. Annabeth Barnes is 16 years old. She is a race car driver. As you heard, she's featured in the new documentary Racing Dreams. It premieres tonight on PBS, although you'll probably want to check your local listings for exact times. And Annabeth Barnes joined us from the Daytona International Speedway in Florida. Annabeth, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for talking to me today.
That's our program for today. Tell Me More is produced by Bracton Booker, Bridget DeShagas, Sanaj Meshkinpour, Amitha Parashar, Amy Ta, and Ashley Westerman. Our intern is Bridget Armstrong. Our editors are Alicia Montgomery and Ahmad Omar. Special thanks to NPR's librarians. Our director is Arjun Hutchins. Our senior producer is Devar Ardalan. She had help this week from Emily Oxenschlager. The technical director is Neil Tevold. He had a hand this week from Brian Jarbo and Greg Gavin. Our theme music was composed by Underdog Entertainment with additional arrangements by Ian Honeyman. The supervising senior editor is Portia Robertson-Migas. Our executive producer is Tashima Walker. And remember, to tell us more, please go to npr.org and find us under the Programs tab. You can find our podcast there. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Tell Me More NPR. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News and the African American Public Radio Consortium. Let's talk more tomorrow.